How we doing out there, guys? Once again, welcome back. This is Winston Marsh here for Serious Thing. I hope all is well and everybody is out there being safe on lockdown, on quarantine. It's crazy how we had a lot of things planned for 2020. And you know how they say, while we plan, God has different plans for us and different things. So things don't work out the way we would want it to work out, or we hope for it to work out. But hey, you know what? Give thanks. You know, we're living. We're 6 feet over, you know. And I hope all is well, and all my listeners and subscribers, which I thank you, you're all safe. Everybody's masked up. Everybody is practicing social distancing. I know it sucks for now, but you know, whatever we got to do to be safe and keep safe. And make sure you hear the plane going off. I'm at home. I'm right by the airport. A lot of background noise. That even sound like a plane. But it is a plane. You guys hear that? But anyway, you know what? Give thanks. It could be worse. But we're here, guys. We're here in 2020. We're in May. In about a week, it's going to be my daughter's birthday. You know, we're home with them. What are you guys doing while you're locked down? I know everything went crazy. People are just experiencing new things. You know, there's a lot of people that don't work. You know, they're stuck at home. They're with their family more. You know, it's a different experience than when you used to get up. Everybody used to go to school or go to work, and you come back and the routine, and it just starts over and over again every day, and you don't get that quality time. But while we're home, we do have that time. That's what we have more of right now while we're home. It's time. And it's how we're using that time and what we do with the time that we have. You know, a lot of people are working, so there's a lot of remote jobs being offered. And there's a lot of people that have the privilege, I should say, or, you know, some people still have work and they can work from home. But I want to know what's going on with you guys out there. I'm here with my two girls and they're bored. They want to go outside. They want to do this. It's funny how when they used to go to school, oh, I don't want to go to school. Now they want to go to school when they're stuck at home. But I get it. You know, they miss their friends. They miss doing different activities outside. And for couples, it's like, do you need that space apart? Do you want to go to the gym or go hang out with the girls? Or you prefer having that quality time with your spouse or with your significant other? You know, there's a lot of questions and a lot of things that and issues that arise while we're here and while we're on quarantine. But here goes the plane again. That's my random sidebar, if you hear it. I don't know if you can hear it, but I can hear it. But yeah, how we spend our time together with each other and what we do with that time, and if we need time apart as couples. But for me, I'm enjoying it, man. My daughters are home. We find fun things to do. And I asked her to write down some stuff that she would want to do and the things that she do or does or they do while they're on quarantine. And there's a lot of things that we do together, come to think of it. And the things she would want to do if this wasn't happening across the globe. She wrote down, she said, what I would want to do while if we weren't quarantined. She said she wanted to go to school. That was the first thing. I was shocked. Wait, she wanted to go to school. She wants to go to the park. She wants to swim. She loves swimming. And then now was when we would put her in swimming for the summer, or just bring her to the pool and have her swim. And she wanted to see more of her friends, even the ones that she calls her friends and who she doesn't talk to. But she wants to see her friends. And she wants to go to the mall. We used to go to the mall just to walk, you know, get some stuff for school or whatever it is. You know, it's the summer. And she would love to go to the mall. But some of the things that she says she enjoys doing while she's at home, she plays hide and seek with her little sister. A lot of people could relate to that. We watch movies. Yeah, I finished Netflix. We do hard puzzles. We draw. We sing. We dance. We do everything that we didn't have pretty much the time to do before this, but now we appreciate it because we get to do things together for a long time, for hours on end, and not just for a little while, because we know we always have priorities and things. Not saying that our family should not be a priority, but you know, we have to work and we have other things that always come in and interject in our time with our family. But now we appreciate, and we should appreciate, the time that we have while quarantined and with our family. So my question is out there, what are you guys doing? What are some of the things you do while quarantined, while we are in lockdown? Do you find yourself wanting to go outside more? Do you find yourself wanting to be apart more, or you want to be more involved with each other as a couple? If you're single and you live alone, do you find yourself wanting to do the things you seldom do when we weren't on lockdown? It's funny how the tables turn, right? And we want to do the things we took for granted, and it's like God just looked at the world and said he didn't like it and just pressed the pause button. And it allowed us to be more of a family to each other, to spend time with our kids, to read, to pray, to do the things we took for granted. You know, right now it doesn't even matter about your social status or who you were before. It's just that everybody is pretty much relating to the whole quarantine and the whole lockdown. Everybody is feeling the same way. Everybody is in the same boat, so to speak. You know, so it's crazy though. You know, I had a lot of things planned with this podcast. You know, I had it on pause for a while, but we're back, you know. Had a lot of interviews lined up. Somebody reached out to me last week, said they wanted to be on the show and wanted to talk about some of their issues and some of their things that they're going through in terms of job and, you know, personal development. And I was just like, oh man, you know, can't make this work right now. I don't want to do it over the phone because it's not going to sound the same way. You know how it is. But while we're home, we just want to make sure that we're getting something good out of this quarantine, not something negative. You know, people might look at it and say, oh, this and oh, that, this, you know, it's violating our civil rights and all a bunch of stuff that, you know, but while it's out there and while we know it's true, just be safe and just try to keep yourself, you know, safe and away from all physical and, you know, all the bad things that could happen to you if you were out there, you know. Statistics showed that the world, or the earth, is more cleaner, so to speak, not so heavily polluted, you know, with all the cars not being on the road and the gases and all of that stuff. But the earth got to breathe a little bit, you know. It was too congested and, you know, full of a whole bunch of stuff. But we're here. We're back. Serious Thing is back. You know, I reached out to family in Jamaica, New York, Connecticut. My sister's in Connecticut. My other sister's in Nevada. My other sister is in Austria. And everybody's good, you know. Everybody's good. I thank God that everybody's safe. And to all my listeners, I just want you guys to be safe and to stay safe. Don't worry about the background noise. You know, we're home and it's something that happens. We're not in a studio right now. I'm right by the airport. I'm in Miami and you hear everything. I hear birds chirping and today is a beautiful day. And that's something that we usually take for granted. Meaning that sometimes we have to work, we had to work, we have to be in work and miss the day. But sometimes we're not even at work. Sometimes we're off and we just skim over the day, you know. We're either focused on Netflix, you know, Tiger King and all that stuff. But go outside, take a walk, take a deep breath, you know, enjoy this time you have. Because what we have now more than anything is time. And you use that time wisely. And it's funny, I talked about how we spend our time in episodes before this. And it just happened that we have more time right now. So what are you doing with your time through quarantine? You know, with quarantine, with this coronavirus, and how are you spending your time, your family time? A question came up yesterday and it prompted me to ask you guys. And it says, how are you with your spouse? Do you need time apart? Do you think you need to get some more time for yourselves apart? And I think about it this way. With work and everything that you had going on, and you pretty much usually just spent maybe like 3-4 hours with each other. Isn't this the time to use this time to spend the time with each other and get to do things you never could have done while working? You know, just take that time and spend that quality time with that person you devoted to spend the rest of your life with. I mean, it only makes sense. You know, the question was general, though. It wasn't like specified to people going through stuff, but it's just crazy how we look at things now and how we view the world, you know. Now I think we're a bit more humble, you know. We're a bit more careful in certain sense. I think we're saving a little bit more. I don't know if I'm right. You could email me. You could comment on this, you know, winstonmarsh44@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. You know, don't just listen and just say to yourself, let me know, you know, so we could have that dialogue, so to speak. I could touch on that in the next episode. Coming to you every Tuesday, for sure. I mean, I ain't got nothing to do. But coming to you every Tuesday from now on, keeping it consistent, keeping it flowing, adding value to your daily lives. And I just hope that you guys take this thing serious. You know, I've gone on the road to get like food and to get gas and then necessities for the house. And I'm rambling on because I have a lot to say, man. It's been a while since we've been on, but I really want you guys to take this thing serious, because I've seen a lot of people not practicing the things we should practice: social distancing, wearing the mask and, you know, gloves and just being careful. A lot of people really don't care. You know, I get it. You know, some of us are frustrated. You know, we want to go out, but just do it and do it carefully. Not saying you can't go out, but just abide by the rules and just be safe. That's all we can be right now, is be safe. So just be safe. You know, don't act a fool and, you know, lash out and get into trouble for what, you know. But I appreciate the time that I have now at home with my girls. I had a job where I didn't even see my daughter for like 2 days straight, and we live in the same house, you know, so not working there anymore. But I can appreciate the fact that I'm home. You can appreciate the fact that you're home. You get things done in the house. You know, you throw out some clothes, you straighten up the room, you know, your closet. Yeah, some of you are shaking your head. Yeah, you clean the bathroom, you know. You know, you get a lot of stuff done in-house, you know. You keep yourself occupied. And I hope you guys are, you know, staying healthy. Stay healthy, man. You know, don't use this as an excuse to, you know. But just try. It's hard, but just try and stay healthy. You know, get some stuff done. You know, accomplish some things that, you know, I know we're limited with that, but just get some stuff done, man. You know, it's we have the time. I keep stressing on that. Now we have the time. We have the time to do a lot of things. So just get it done, you know. Once again, I thank you guys for subscribing. I thank you for listening. I thank you for following me on my Instagram page. It's Slims21. It's my personal page, but you can follow me on that. You hear my daughter's in the background. You know, she's at the door. She wants me to finish. She wants me. But it is what it is, you know. Bringing it to you real and raw. You know, serious thing is a serious thing that we have going on across the world. And I know you can relate with what I'm saying. Even if you're single, if you're not married, you know, you can relate. We're stuck at home. You know, and try to help who you can. A lot of us have the means to do so. Help the people who are, you know, less fortunate than us, and the people who don't have, you know. I saw some guys yesterday, like 3 days or 4 days ago, they bought pizza and they fed the homeless, you know, out of the back of their cars. They bought boxes of pizza and just gave out. You know, a lot of people don't have. You have old clothes, you know, just bring it to them in good condition, though. You know, like things that you're not wearing, go through your closet. You know, see, we buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. You know, the things that you're not wearing, you could just pick out like a bag of stuff, man. I know you can. And just give it to the people, you know, who are out there. You know, there are some people that are homeless and they don't have. Imagine what they're going through. They're probably worried as well. You know, you can do a lot of things with your time right now and being safe doing it. Practice social distancing, and it just sucks right now, but it is what it is. What can we do but use the time wisely and make sure that we're safe? But yeah, just wanted to touch base with you guys. It's been a while. Now we are back and in full effect. But thank you guys for subscribing. Spread the word, you know, serious thing. But yeah, I just want to thank you guys. Thank you, you know. Remember to pray. Prayer changes everything, you know. Keep your family close. Call somebody today. Tell them hi. Say how you're doing. Make sure they're safe. You know, help them in the best way you can, and spread the love. And once again, this is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. Remember, hit me up. Just hit me up on my Gmail, winstonmarsh44@gmail.com. Once again, you could find this on Apple Podcasts, Google Cast, anchor.com. It's in my bio, link in my bio on my Instagram page, slims21. Be safe. Take care of the kids. I'm coming. Yeah, my daughters. Yeah. But anyway, I love you guys. You know, tune in. We got a lot of stuff coming up for you. And coming to you from my home in Miami, this is Winston Marsh once again with serious things going on out in the world. Be safe. Stay home. Stay safe. God bless. And I'm out. Love you guys.